Red Plum Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and we are getting ready and very excited about this year's edition of the International Film Festival Rotterdam, which will be the 44th edition. I'm very happy to be joined by its director, Rutger Wolfson. So thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
My pleasure.
Obviously, the IFFR is certainly one of the most important film festivals in Europe, and can you give us a little maybe overview on its history and perhaps how it has evolved throughout the years?
No, the festival, as you say, it's been around for a long time. It started out 44 years ago as an alternative to the then existing film festivals, which were considered too conservative and not considered filmmaker orientated enough. And from that period, the festival has grown enormously. I think at the first screening of the opening night film of the first festival, there were 17 people. But now it's a gigantic festival with about 290 visits, I think, 290,000 visits, I think, last year. So it's a very big festival. And I think what's one of the things that distinguishes our festival is that we are very driven to support filmmakers from all around the world. We are very interested in finding young and talented new filmmakers, but we also have a fund that supports filmmakers in developing countries to help them make their film. And we have a co-production market where we help to find financing for film projects that we think are very important. So we've always been very involved with the filmmakers and not only involved in trying to find audiences for their work and show their films to as many people as possible, but also to help them make their films.
Films and also a strong focus on upcoming filmmakers, let's say, with one of the major prizes in the festival being dedicated to filmmakers that have just made the first or second features.
It's exactly right. We've always been very internationally orientated. We were one of the first Western film festivals to start to pay attention to the Asian film industry. So, for example, a filmmaker like Mika Takashi had its breakthrough to the West through Rotterdam, through Europe. So we've always been very interested in filmmakers from areas that were relatively unknown. And we've always stayed very interested in young filmmakers, in discovering new talents.
One of the best things about this festival is that it always seems to innovate itself and renovate itself and even look towards the future in excellent ways, future of cinema, that is. And there's certainly some new things to be found in this edition of the festival. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. I mentioned earlier our support to filmmakers, and what's very obvious now that over the last maybe 10 years, there's been some quite fundamental changes in the film industry. Financing a film, having a film made, is still very difficult. But there's a new problem now, which is even more pressing, which is finding an audience for your films. It's a bit of an irony that when we screen the films that we screen in the festival, they're hugely popular. A lot of people come and see them. But when the same kind of films are being released in cinemas, they have a hard time to attract audiences if they're being released at all. And this is a worldwide trend. You can compare it a little bit with literature. Maybe a lot of people are still reading, but most people are reading like the top 10 most popular novels. And the same is happening with film. People still love film. They go see film, but they usually go see the 10 most popular titles, for example. And so helping to find an audience outside of the festival is really an interesting challenge for us, because we are so successful in finding an audience during the festival. So what we have come up with, for example, is a project called Eye for Life, which means that we will screen 5 premieres in Rotterdam of films that will be simultaneously screened in 40 cinemas across Europe. And there will be a video connection between the festival and the cinemas in Europe. And audiences in these cinemas can see what's going on in Rotterdam through a video connection. And then afterwards, they can even participate in the question and answer session with the directors by using Twitter. And this is quite an innovative concept. And with this, we are really trying to help find new audiences for these films, and by bringing some of the excitement that the festival has to to more regular cinema screenings.
So let's talk about the program. I had a look at it recently, and it really looks great. Can you tell us a little bit about this year's selections? Maybe there's a few titles that are you particularly proud, and that Rotterdam will be shown this year.
Well, we have a couple of main sections. We have the Bright Future section, which focuses on first and second feature filmmakers. We have a section called Spectrum, devoted to filmmakers with a more established reputation, with third films and onwards. And we also every year have a section with thematic programs that change every year. And I think this year we have a very interesting set of thematic programs that are linked between them. We have a special program focusing on the what we call the attention economy, the fact that we're always switched on nowadays, that we're constantly connected to some kind of device, and that our leisure time and our work time is more or less merging. We're constantly working. So this 24/7 kind of attention economy, where constantly our social life or corporations or news is demanding our attention is the focus of one of our programs. We have a special program also on feminism today. It seems like if you look at the media that nowadays everybody's calling themselves a feminist or people are promoted as feminists. And so this whole idea of feminism, which was used to have a very clear dogmatic profile, is rapidly changing. It's very much alive. There are very many different and very personal views about what feminism is today. So we've made a film program that sort of like illustrates and celebrates this very individual expression of feminism. And we have a program on propaganda. I mean, just look at the news every day. We are nowadays really inundated with propaganda. And I think on the one hand, we have become quite clever about propaganda. We recognize propaganda. We can see through it. We can even enjoy when, for example, popular culture, there's rules being played with the visual style of propaganda. Just look at the controversy around the film The Interview, which is a good example, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you see that there's so much propaganda around these days, and it's so subtle. And nowadays, it's not only the state, but there are so many different groups. Basically, almost everyone wanted to spread some kind of a propagandistic message. That we thought it was really interesting to look at this subject again from the perspective of cinema, since cinema, as you know, has such a long tradition in propaganda.
You will be stepping down as festival director after this edition. So after being involved with the festival for 10 years or over 10 years, what do you think, have you got any thoughts about what has been achieved, something that you're particularly proud of having achieved during your involvement with the festivals and in the years as its director?
I think we've managed to each year make a very topical and relevant program that not only shows great films but also manages to reflect and use the festival as a platform really to reflect on change in the world around us. So I'm pretty proud of how we not only celebrate film but also take the opportunity with the festival to engage a large audience in subjects that I think are really relevant today. And I guess the examples I mentioned earlier of staying ahead of the game in the fast-changing industry and keeping staying very innovative and making sure that we constantly think of new ways how the festival can contribute to a better film climate by supporting filmmakers and constantly adapting to the changing needs of great filmmakers in a changing industry.
Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is that Rotterdam has become some sort of a reference point for a lot of festivals, particularly in the last years. And I hear it all the time traveling, you know, throughout different festivals around the world. Thanks very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best, although I have no doubt that we're in for an excellent edition of the International Film Festival Rotterdam. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Matt, and look forward to seeing you up for them.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.